for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. United States and South Korea say North Korea has launched a missile. There was no official confirmation from North Korea just yet. The U.S. Defense Department said that an initial assessment showed the missile was an intercontinental ballistic missile. A Pentagon spokesman said the missile traveled roughly 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. South Korea's military said North Korea launched an unidentified ballistic missile from an area north of Pyongyang early Wednesday local time. The South Korean military says it's conducted a precision strike missile launch in response. The latest launch from North Korea came a week after the United States designated North Korea as a state sponsor of terror and slapped a new round of sanctions against the country. The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria has met and held talks with the Syrian opposition delegation, kicking off a new round of inter-Syrian talks under the aegis of the UN. The Syrian government delegation failed to arrive in Geneva on the opening day of the new talks. The UN said the government representatives will arrive and attend the talks on Wednesday. Although the details of the first talks between the UN envoy and the Syrian opposition delegation remain unknown, the UN had said earlier that the focus for the new round of talks would be on the issues of elections and the Constitution. The Russian military confirmed on Tuesday that a warplane drove away a U.S. Navy aircraft over the Black Sea last week. The press service of Russia's Southern Military District says Russian air control detected a target rapidly approaching the Russian border over international waters of the Black Sea on November the 25th. It says a Su-30 fighter took off, approached the air target, and identified it as a U.S. aircraft. After spotting the Russian jet, the American plane changed its route and flew away from the Russian border. CNN reported Monday that a Russian Su-30 fighter made an unsafe intercept of a U.S. P-8A Poseidon aircraft Saturday while it was flying over the Black Sea. A new report in the European Union says the underground drug trade has become an increasing security and health threat. The report follows the first major study of dark web drug sales in Europe. It says the supply, demand, and revenues of such drugs are all on the rise. The report says Europe accounts for nearly half of global darknet drug revenues, with Germany, the Netherlands, and Britain as the top three markets. China and Hungary on Tuesday signed over 10 agreements covering areas of agriculture, e-commerce, finance, telecommunications, tourism, and education. The agreements were signed following talks between Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and his Hungarian counterpart Viktor Orban in Budapest. Hungary is the biggest investment destination of China in Central and Eastern Europe. China's current investment in Hungary has reached $4.1 billion U.S. dollars, creating roughly 10,000 local jobs. Premier Li says Chinese consumers hope to see more diversified products, especially good quality agricultural produce from Hungary. The Chinese government is officially reaching out to the new administration in Zimbabwe. Authorities have announced that Assistant Foreign Minister Chen Xiaodong will be arriving in the southern African country for a two-day visit starting on Wednesday. A statement from the foreign ministry says the visit is being made at the invitation of Zimbabwe's government. This comes just days after new President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in after taking over from longtime leader Robert Mugabe, who was forced from office last week after 37 years in power. A court in Hunan has sentenced Taiwan resident Li Mingche to 5 years in prison for inciting subversion of state power. Li was prosecuted alongside mainland resident Peng Yuhua, who received a sentence of 7 years for the same offense. The courts found the pair guilty of forming an illegal organization with the ultimate goal to overthrow the Chinese government and its political system. Li and Peng have both told the courts they will not appeal the verdict. Two Chinese state-owned enterprises have merged into an energy conglomerate with total assets worth over 270 billion U.S. dollars. China Energy Corporation has been formed from the reorganization of power generator China Guodian Corporation and coal miner Shenhua Group. It's the world's largest company in coal mining, thermal power, renewable energy, and coal-to-liquid conversion. China is set to strengthen supervision of businesses involved in cross-border economic activities. According to guidelines issued by 28 government departments, dishonest businesses will face restrictive measures on loan guarantees, insurance rates, bidding, and procurement. Sectors under scrutiny will include overseas trade, investment, and financial cooperation. A credit record will also be set up with credit loss, corporate activities tracked and published. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.